Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Today's five-star review comes from Elizabeth Springer. Her review, titled Thank You, reads, I've been following Shalene for about 6 years now. She's an inspiration to me. Shalene is an individual who embraces family, business, and fun in the same manner. Heart. I've learned heaps of business tips, but also how to preserve time for family to boot.
Hey there, welcome to Build Your Tribe. My name's Shalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
With more than 25 years of experience in a variety of businesses, I promise to share with you the ins, the outs, my failures and successes.
And my goal is to share with you these social media money-making strategies to turn your idea into passive income.
Every week, my son, Brock, and I will share with you perspectives that will serve you regardless of the stage that you're at in your business. Whether you're a solo entrepreneur looking to grow your brand in social media or you've got dreams for a global brand, Build Your Tribe is here to serve you. This one is totally my son's expertise. So Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to another episode of Build Your Tribe. I am your host, Brock Johnson, and I am so excited today to share with you the first interview that I've done for Build Your Tribe. I feel a little bit guilty saying that. I definitely will be doing more interviews because they're really fun and it's a great opportunity to provide you, the Build Your Tribe listener, with the expertise of more than just Shalene, my mom, and I. That's two people. Shalene is my mom. But really, I'm excited to bring you today's interview because of the powerful, gracious entrepreneur woman who I am interviewing. She is none other than the queen of sales conversion, Lisa Sasvich. Today in our conversation, we talk about how she built a multi-million dollar business recognized as one of the top 20 fastest growing privately owned female businesses by Inc.com, not once, but twice, and how she did that from home while raising her two kids. We talk about the journey and the transformation that happened in her life after the tragic passing of her mother and how she used the lessons learned from that and really learned from her mother's funeral to propel her into the life that she is living now. She also has a new book coming out. It's actually available at the time you're listening to this on pretty much wherever you get your books. It's titled Meant for More. And she also has a free gift that she talks a little bit about in our conversation and offers you where you can find more information on all of that. Again, her book is Meant for More. Her name is Lisa Sasvich. And with that, let's get into the interview. Hi, Lisa. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi. So great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, so happy to have you here. Super excited to share your killer sales knowledge and everything you bring to the entrepreneurial world. Very excited to share that with our audience today. So thank you for taking the time out of your schedule to be here.
Hey, you know, when people want to build their tribe, I want to be there to help. So I'm happy to be on the team.
Absolutely. So you do have a book that is releasing. And I kind of have a just general first off question is, what inspired you to write this book titled Meant for More, The Proven Formula to Turn Your Knowledge into Profits?
Appreciate the question. I have been out there helping people transition into their own entrepreneurial work, their side hustle, discover themselves for, gosh, over a decade now. And the book reaches way back to really my own personal story, which is when I was 19 years old and went off to San Diego State to go to college. About a year into college, we found out that my mom had lung cancer. And it was a really, really sudden thing. And it actually progressed really fast. It was only a year until I came home from college, brought her home from the hospital, and held her in my arms as she took her last breath. And while that is not ever something that any of us would want to experience, I learned a lot it was kind of a blur after she passed away. I mean, I was 19. It happened really fast. You know, Brock, the thing that I most remembered, you know, is kind of like when things got unblurry, the biggest memory that I have was really a ceremony that we held in our backyard to celebrate her life. And all her friends and the people she worked with came to it. And I remember just hearing the words they were saying about her. They were talking about what an amazing woman she was and how if only she would have done X, you know, would have gone out on her own. If only she could have had more opportunity. She was just a single mom and it was hard to work two jobs and be creative at the same time. And that she really should have taken that leap. And, you know, at 19 and with all of that going on, it was like this thing in my head that I could not get out of my head, hearing the woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda, shoulda, woulda, coulda, shoulda, as they talked about her life. And she was only 48 years old, which at 19, I thought she had lived a long life, but now I'm, you know, 51 and I realize, wow, that's really young. I realized at that time, I mean, I made a decision, I think, internally that I was not going to live a woulda, coulda, shoulda life, that I was going to learn the lesson that I heard that day and, you know, really figure out what I was put on this planet for, figure out how to make a difference doing it. And my dream was to figure out how I could also make money doing it instead of needing to work a job, you know, over here and then sort of have a double life doing something that makes a difference over there. I did do that a long time after college. I had my 9-to-5 job. And then on nights and weekends, I would do the things I was passionate about. But happy to report all these years later, you know, I figured it out. We really, not only did I figure out for myself how I could make money doing what I love and what I was made for, but we have taught now over 15,000 people how to do that. We have clients in 134 countries, and twice we've been named by Inc. Magazine's fastest growing privately held companies in the U.S., number 20 in women-owned businesses. So I wrote Meant for More because I want to put what I learned out so that, you know, anybody listening here that wants to go on that journey of discovering their own unique value would know the steps to take.
Wow, what a powerful story, to say the least. That must have been such a challenge to overcome, but you're so courageous to have gone through that and be so generous to now be sharing that with all of us. So can you tell us more about the journey from deciding not to live a woulda, coulda, shoulda life, as you put it, and to live a life of being more and living more and doing more?
You know, I think the journey starts with making the decision that you are willing to step into your Meant for More journey. I believe that all transformation is preceded by a decision. You know, somewhere we make a decision and then change happens. And, you know, who knows? Maybe for somebody listening today, this could be the moment where you make a decision that it's time to step into what I call your Meant for More life. And the first step, the first phase in that is getting curious about, you know, how does all the schools you've been to in life, how do they come together and create that which is uniquely yours to provide? You know, your formal school, right? Whether it was college or a trade, the school of your experience, maybe your work experience, your life experience. We've all been in the school of hard knocks in one way or another, and that teaches us things. We have our spiritual schools. So the Meant for More journey is getting curious, making a decision that you are going to start to pay attention to discovering what I call your unique value.
I love the quote that all transformation begins with a decision. And I also love that schools analogy. I'm a big analogy fan. So I love that.
Feel free to pipe in with any good ones you have. We can trade analogies today. they're so powerful for, you know, landing a message and making it memorable.
That's so true. It's like the power of story. What are some tips our listeners can use to hone in their unique value?
You know, it's amazing the things that all of us can start doing right now to hone in your unique value. In fact, before we finish talking today, I actually have a gift for everyone here today, which is a new mini course that I created exactly to help you create your unique value. So I'll give you guys the way to get that. It's a new course. I'm giving it away for free right now today. And so I hope that you'll all grab it. Let me give you some samples from it that are some things you can start to do literally in this moment. One of the ways to start to hone in and discover your unique value, or what I call sort of start seeing the clues, is look for places in your life. Think to yourself, where have people always wanted to pick your brain? Like they come up to you and they say things to you like, hey, Brock, can I just, you know, take you to Starbucks for like half an hour sometime in the next week or two? I really want to pick your brain on how you built your tribe, right? Like, I bet you that probably happened a lot to both you and Chalene before you finally went, oh, we could make a difference with this. We could teach this. Would that be fair?
Absolutely. Yeah. Spot on.
Right. So that's a unique value you guys have. That's why you're leaders in that. That's why we're here today, you know, in this interview, because you have a unique value there. Well, every single one of us, if we start to pay attention, there are places where people want to pick your brain that maybe you hadn't thought of as possibly your unique value. Maybe it's how you have such a great relationship, or how you communicate so well, or how you have, you know, gotten hired in these great jobs, or, you know, how you've saved so much money or flipped houses, how you lost the weight and kept it off. So there's so many places. And that's like first place I'd look is, where are you getting asked to pick your brain over and over and over?
Love that. I love that. Good tip for seeing the clues and finding those clues. I love that.
Yeah, they're like breadcrumbs, right? Good analogy.
Yeah, more analogy.
I got me going on the analogy thing. Yeah, so there's that. And here's another one that I think is really important. There are places for all of us where things are easy for you, but hard for other people. Mm. Like, I am an example of this in my own area, my own unique value, in that sales is easy for me. I love it. I see it as an area, a way that we transform lives. I consider it a disservice not to make our offer if we're really standing in front of someone we can help.
Absolutely.
But I'm kind of a unicorn in that way, right? Because for most people, sales is kind of on that top list of, you know, there's death, taxes, speaking, and sales, right? The four things that you don't, you know, just avoid at all costs. Yeah. So that's a unique value for me. And that's why over the last 10 years, you know, we've done, as you shared, over $40 million of sales, literally from home, so that I could be here and raise my children. I mean, that's why I started my home-based business. Because it's my unique value, I often will have the thought when I'm working with clients, I'll think like, am I really getting paid for this? This seems so easy for me. Mm-hmm. And that's what it's like for each one of us. You each have a place where it's easy for you, it's hard for others. For some people, it's tech. For some, it's social media. For some, it's staying in shape. For others, it's communication, right? I mean, building businesses, whereas it baffles others. There's so many different places it can be. So you want to pay attention to that place. It's probably related to where people want to pick your brain. So you'll see some overlap here, which is great when the breadcrumbs start to add up. And I'll share one other thing about that that is a little counterintuitive. This is a game-changing thought, okay? Here's the question. I'll say it as a question. What if you could be paid the most for that which comes the easiest to you?
Wow.
Right? Like, what if it wasn't the way we've been told that you have to work really hard and you'll get paid the most for the things that, you know, are hard? You know, what if your abundance and your contribution and your fulfillment are all going to come from something that you didn't even think had value because it was no sweat? My friend Robert Allen calls it your piece of cake. What if your piece of cake thing, right, is the thing that could really, really make the biggest difference and set you free financially?
Yeah. Wow. Well, I totally agree that it's these gifts, this piece of cake, and it's a disservice. I love the way you said that. It's a disservice to not share your expertise. And I also love that you really valued raising your kids at home. That's a big value of ours here at Build Your Tribe. So that was awesome. And I appreciate you for sharing those things.
Aw, thanks for, you know, just picking up on what's important to me. I feel so honored with that. I have one more tip if you want that. And all of this, by the way, I know I'm going kind of fast, but if you go to, I'll just share it here. If you go to meantformoregift.com, we actually have the mini course that has video and a worksheet where you can walk through this whole thing and really take a deep dive. Plus, you can share that link if you want to with anyone that you think really has a unique value, but they're not using it or they can't see it. Because sometimes we're so close to it that is hard to see. So here's the third idea. There's five of them in the mini course, but let me give you one more today. Look for areas where you meddle. You know, you intervene. You can't not. You can't help yourself. In fact, I think for a lot of us, this is the area, it's how we love. It's how we give. Whenever we're in this area or we're seeing things go down in this area, it's like we know there's a better way. In fact, I'll share that, you know, in my early dating life, I was in a committed relationship. We were really close and living together. And everything he did, it seemed like I had a better way. You know, if it had to do with organization or being effective, it's a unique value of mine. So he even started to call me Mrs. Better Way. And so so that's kind of a tip. Like if there's an area where you are Mr. Better Way or Mrs. Better Way all the time, whether people ask for your help or not, that is another breadcrumb, right? It's another clue to your unique value, that special thing that you care about that all the schools you've been to in life have added up to.
Love that. I love that. You've shared so much so generously with us already. What are some of the other steps in the Meant for More formula that we can look forward to?
Thanks for asking. You know, I got to say, I'm so honored to be releasing this book with Hay House. They are, you know, a publisher that a lot of my early heroes, you know, Marianne Williamson and Wayne Dyer came through them. And so, you know, the fact that they wanted to help spread the word and help people find their unique value just made me so happy. So the thing we talked about today, to answer your question, it's actually step two in the Meant for More formula, discover your unique value. There's a step that comes before it that a lot of us may not even realize we need to take. It's step one of the Meant for More formula in the book. And by the way, the book is now available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, your favorite bookseller. When you hear this, it'll either be on pre-sale or it'll be already shipping. So go get it and share it with your friends. So you'll see that the first step in the first chapter is about making peace with sales. You know, there's something that happens when we offer our unique value where we want to help people with this area that, you know, we can't not, we meddle, we're good at it, it's easy for us. And when we let people pick our brain and they really don't have any skin in the game, it's kind of like we're doing all the work. You'll see in most cases, they go off, but they don't really do anything with it. And the problem with that, for those of us that are in the giver position, is it can be really disheartening, right? You tell them everything you did to lose weight or to get in shape, and you put it all out, and they do nothing. And you do that over and over, and you might eventually think that your gift doesn't have value because they didn't make a change. But here's why we need to make peace with sales. Or another way to say it is making your invitation to help someone. You know, and even if, you know, you're employed and this is something you do maybe on the side, maybe you've been thinking about a side hustle or transitioning to something of your own. When we give away our unique value over and over and people do nothing with it, we think it has no value. But what you'll find out is that when people pay, they pay attention. You know, and so you do that same thing and you give them the info, but they have some skin in the game. They've paid with time or money or energy. All of a sudden you give that very same advice and they do lose the weight and keep it off. They do improve their relationship. They do get into the college of their choice. Right. So one of the mindset shifts you can decide, we said all transformation happens with a decision. So you could decide even right now here to have a transformation in the way you think about sales. And here's the possibility. What if it's really about inspiring another person to say yes to themselves? What if you making your invitation or your offer is not about them accepting or rejecting you? What if it's really just about you learning how to hit the markers when you speak, when you make your offer, which is what we teach? What if it's really just about you hitting the markers to give them everything they need so that they can make a decision to say yes or no to themselves? That's the possibility that we offer in Meant for More.
Wow, that is wonderful and so action-oriented. So today, like today, what is the best way for our listeners to get started with their own Meant for More life?
You know, I would say what I suggested earlier is, you know, start with phase one, which is start to discover and uncover your unique value in our mini course. It's brand new. It's got video and a workbook you can download. In fact, the minute you go to meantformoregift.com, you put your name and email, it'll give you access. And you also want to go online and grab the book. They go together. So wherever you like to get books, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and you put those together and it'll really help you to start phase one, discover your unique value. And once you know your unique value, you move into phase two, which is how do I turn that into something I can offer? We call that nail your offer. So really the place to start is at meantformoregift.com. And if you have friends, family members, people you love, maybe your spouse that you know is meant for more, you know, I would suggest sharing the link, get them the book. We've seen people be able to just cause amazing transformation just from taking those actions.
Awesome. Awesome. We'll definitely provide a link for that. Again, meantformoregift.com. We'll provide links for that in the show notes and down below this episode. Please, we beg you to go check out Lisa's book, available on all platforms. I know that so many of our listeners have fears and doubts around selling. So I hope that today's episode was a great way to get to know Lisa a little bit and take in some of her tips with making peace with selling. I think there were so many powerful nuggets. Thank you so much, Lisa. I really, really appreciate you being on today. And is there any last words, anything that you would love to add before we sign off for the audience?
I would just say that the number one thing that I would attribute, you know, my change from kind of just tooling along in life to really, really being able to make the impact and the money along with it, you know, support myself and set myself and my family free. The number one thing I did different than I used to do is from the minute I had an inspired thought, I would start taking action quickly. So if what we're saying appeals to you, you know, take the action. Don't put it on a list. Don't wait for later. And the more you can do that in life, you know, what I found is money loves speed. So the more you can go from the inspired thought, I should do this or that, to actually acting on it, the more you'll be moving into your meant for more life and out of a woulda, coulda, shoulda life.
Perfect. Today is the day to get started. Again, definitely meantformoregift.com. Check out Lisa's book. Follow her on all her socials. We'll have links to all of that down below in the show notes. Lisa, again, thank you so much for being here today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Brock. You're awesome.
All right, so there you have it. And I may be a little biased here, but I'm a firm believer that the Build Your Tribe audience is the most engaged, most thoughtful, most appreciative podcast audience on the internet, on the entire podcastverse. I'm a firm believer that you have that kind of heart. So let's make sure Lisa feels the love. Whether that's on Instagram or Facebook or finding her via her website and sending her an email, if you learn something today, if you have a takeaway, it is such an amazing feeling as an entrepreneur, as a teacher, as a salesperson, to have someone reach out and say, this is what I learned from you. This is a tangible tip I'm taking away from today's interview. So if that means leaving us a review on the Build Your Tribe reviews section specifically about today's podcast, sending her a DM on Instagram, sending her an email, contacting her via her website, however you feel most fit or easiest for you to do so. If you took something away from today's episode, which I'm sure you did because I did, then definitely reach out to Lisa and tell her how much you appreciate it because she deserves that. Again, thank you so much for listening today. I really, really appreciate it. And until next time, happy networking and keep storytelling.
I want to share with you an opportunity to work with myself and my husband, Brett. As you know, if you are a regular listener of The Chalene Show or you follow me on social media, like family is central to everything that I do. It's how I have lived my life. It's how I've built my career, how we've kept our marriage together. That's been our central focus. It's one of the reasons why I created a journal that would help me to align my life in such a way that I could accomplish all the things that I wanted to do, things that made me feel purpose-driven, made us feel purpose-driven, allowed us to build our business, to do so in such a way that we were able to honor our family.
And we've heard from so many of you that you struggle in that area. And that's why we are offering a coaching program that isn't for everybody. Brett and I have decided we want to work with those of you who are go-getters. This doesn't necessarily mean you're a business owner. It means that you have things you want to accomplish. You have goals that you want to master. You want to do something more, but at the same time, you struggle with how to balance that with family. So we're doing something called Push Goal Coaching. You can learn more about it by going to pushgoalcoaching, that's hard to say, .com. I can't promise you, based on the time or when you're listening to this, that it will be available. We're going to do 30-day coaching sessions. It is a new adventure for us. We've been doing this privately for years, but it's something we realize there's a need for others, something we wanted to make very affordable because this is, we believe, our purpose. We believe we've really figured out a way to do it, and we want to help others by sharing our systems, by sharing how we were able and continue to this day honor our family and still master our goals, but do so with family in mind. So if that's you, if you are a family-oriented person and you're also interested in goal setting and goal mastery, if you're planning on starting a family and you want to know how to set yourself up for success now, this is for you. We've priced it affordably, under $200 for 30 days of virtual coaching with myself and my husband. To learn more, please go to pushgoalcoaching.com.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.